DJ, Alan, and I'm the storyteller and every NPC in the game except a couple.
I'm Enzo, and I'm Fletcher Souza.
I'm Jen, I play May.
My name is Morgan Imperial, and I play Remy Augustus.
I'm Scuzz, and I'm Mr. Polite.
Where's everyone else?
Pendragon called and wanted Mr. Polite, and
he took off.
What did
he want with my child?
Pendragon wouldn't tell me, and Polite wouldn't tell me what he wanted. He just going to meet him. He ran off the door before he would answer any of my questions for you.
Fair enough. And the other?
She had to deal with that human she sucked on the other night.
Has she left before? Because he's only in the room for an hour.
Yes, she left before the hour. That's why I had to make sure everybody was where they were before I...
Okay.
She had a date with what was Stevie.
Stevie, yes. But she has her cell phone. I have her number. I can get a hold of her.
Fine. Arrange for moving of the rooms. Arrange for moving all of my things. Move your stuff, too. Get yourself something nice. I'll be back. I'm going to go get dressed. Going with white suit, a lime green tie, let's go with a tribly fedora hat, and with a lime green headband. I am.
Okay.
What's tribly?
It's that, actually. It's a lot. It's a particular style of hat where the back of it is tilted up, the brim is small, and the front is pinched. It is
cool.
A type of fedora.
Okay.
I'm going to be on my phone making a bunch of phone calls now. I'm calling, getting things going here.
Okay. Now we go to Mr. Polite, who's arrived at Crystal Tower. In a Hummer, I'm assuming.
What's left of it?
Whoa.
What's left of the Hummer? As I get downstairs, who let him drive?
I'll scrape a couple of the greens and
white. You'll see, like, he had picked the lock.
Glass on the ground.
No, I'll scrape a couple of the gangbangers I ran over on. Shit, there's still one alive under... No, I'm kidding.
The 7'3" doorman comes out, opens your door, what's left of it.
Okay.
It's in one piece.
And says, room 302. It's on the third floor.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And you go in. You have to use the elevator, or unless you want to walk up the stairs 3 flights.
Turn on the high juice for walk-ups.
You don't have high juice.
No, I'll take the elevator.
Okay.
Yeah, while it... Before I get out of the Hummer, I will make sure that I have all weapons in proper places and the backpack is loaded and ready to go.
Duffel bags full of guns.
Backpack, actually. You transferred it to a carrying backpack.
You arrive on the third floor. There's like 17 rooms.
I'm looking for the interwebs.
And room 303 is literally the third one in on the right.
Okay.
Do you go there?
Well, obviously.
Okay. Sebastian.
Is the door open or closed?
It's open.
Okay.
Two Sebastians are standing in the room, talking with each other.
I'll knock on the door before entering. Hello, sir? Or, sir?
One of them turns and says, come in, have a seat. They finish their short conversation.
I'm going to be really leery and kind of put my hand underneath my coat and grab the end of my Desert Eagle, because I don't know which one's real, and I don't know which one's fake, and I don't know if I'm going crazy.
One of them smells really good. Like, delicious.
Okay, and that's probably the one I'm probably going to pay more attention to.
Okay, well, he's the one that exits after they finish their conversation. Exits through the door you came in.
Okay.
Shuts the door on his way out.
Can I kill him as he walks by?
No.
Hawk him!
But he was so tasty!
So anyways, I'll sit down. Hello, sir. You said you needed to see me?
I have a proposition for you. You spoke very well last night. I'd like to make you the second in command of the city. What do you say?
I would need some more training, and maybe some help, but if you're willing to help guide me, I don't see any problem with it.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to steal you away from Enzo. I just want to provide an opportunity from someone who sounds like they've got a big future. He hands you a cell phone. It says, don't lose it.
What is it?
It's a cell phone.
Sir, I hate to inform you of this, but I don't know how to use one of those.
When it rings, you hit the little green button.
Hold it and watch, because I do not.
Everybody else will handle the rest. Why wouldn't you know how to use a cell phone?
I've never had one before.
like a phone with a wire without a wire.
But there's nothing to hang it up on.
Told you. Yeah. The person on the other end will hang it up.
Okay. I'll take it and awkwardly put it in my front pocket.
Then he hands you a list of names.
I like names. Can I have names? I has names.
On the list of names, it says Jesus Lopez.
Oh, you want me to write this down?
If you'd like, yes. Behind that, it will say Sheriff. Then it's Lex Hadrian. Behind his, it says Master of Elysium.
Okay.
Then there is Enzo De Roma.
Did I just put dead after him?
Actually, the next five names are all in a group with the same thing written behind them all.
Okay. With Enzo in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Enzo, just give me the names and then I'll...
Enzo De Roma, Nas, or Musumashimoy, whatever.
Mr. Nas.
Nas. Lisa Khan.
Be calm.
Ken Takahashi.
I'd just like to point out, none of you guys know this is going on.
Yet. Tara Zarevich. And behind their names... It says Primogen.
These laces are very green.
It's Primogen again.
Holy crap.
It's like senators.
Yeah, they are. Thank you. I got them at Target. That's awesome.
I would like you to contact these people as soon as you can to let them know their new jobs. Some of them already realize, like Lex, understands what he does already. Shouldn't need to talk to him.
I also just stop in, so... I know where it's at.
You'll find him at Shiny Things and Frames.
Deep intake from Mr. Polite. Wide eyes, crazy looking. Hair starts to stand up on end. Okay.
He didn't say that's what Elysium was. Speak with them all. Let them know what their jobs are.
Do you have a way I can contact them, sir?
You know what? They all have numbers behind them. Phone numbers.
Oh, okay.
Meet with them in person to tell them what their jobs are, though.
All right.
And I will...
Heads up, I'm driving to see Pendragon.
Awesome.
Please enter your...
Sorry. I will get a hold of you with the cell phone that I just gave you later on tonight.
Okay, sir. I'm going to take off, probably meet up with a couple of these people.
Good idea.
All right. Is there anything else, sir?
That would be it.
All right. I'll see you on by and by.
I would like to get there just before he leaves.
And he's going... Let's roll off. Because I'd like to leave before you... I'd like to leave before you get there.
Oh, boy. Roll off. There's going to be a showdown.
Showcase showdown.
What are we doing?
One dice each because it's pure luck.
You win.
What is it?
One.
I thought it was 10.
No, 10 is double zero. That's a 10.
10-sided dice, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think this is 10. Yep.
That's a
10.
God damn.
Roll again.
No, he got a 1.
He got a 1. So, yes, Mr. Polite, you leave in the Hummer.
Yep.
What's left of it?
What's left? All right, you leave in the Hummer.
Okay. Wait, I get it. You're funny.
Hi-yay! Anyways.
Looking.
Was there anything else that I acquire that need any type of weapons, any type of abilities?
Any type of venereal disease?
No.
Any patches? Any super secret cool handshakes that I learned?
No, just a cell phone.
Okay. Then.
You're number two.
That's the seneschal. That's what the number two position is in the city. Seneschal.
I will actually start heading towards Shiny Things and Frames.
Shiny Things and Frames!
That's where I'm driving to.
Okay.
While calling everybody on the list and asking Jesus to meet me at Shiny Things and Frames. Asking Jesus to meet me at Shiny Things and Frames and then calling all the Primogen and letting them know that they are now Primogen.
Which means you have to,
I start at the bottom of the list and work up. Start with Tara, with Enzo going to be last.
I'll find out probably before you call me.
We'll have...
Oh, shit!
We'll, I hope. We'll actually, during your drive, have conversation with each individual ones. We'll have to wait. Did you bring May with you?
No.
Okay,
I left her to change everything and to get us moved.
Okay.
She's my secretary. It's what she does.
Yeah, I called NASA to see which other places in town have vampire-friendly living arrangements. So I'm finding it's a nice penthouse somewhere. With security at the bottom.
This is a special house on the edge of Cobalt.
We're venturing out.
The edge of Cobalt, specifically for you.
Oh, that's right, that's the gay district!
You're welcome.
Oh, yay! And as the retailer says, the house next door is kind of a fratty house type, because there's a lot of bros that live next door.
Maybe.
Next to TV's house, that'd be great.
Oh my god, I'd never get rid of him.
No, he'd never be allowed in my house.
Okay.
Is that where I'm
Whose house? Runs.
So yeah, he'll give you the address and all that.
Okay, I'll get everything moved over there then.
And Enzo tears up to the front!
Oh, no.
No?
Okay. I'll drive up nice and calmly, park the car, get out, and I'll walk in.
Yeah,
at least I'll do my best.
And the guy who, now because of Fletcher, is now named Bob Ming.
Bob Ming.
You're welcome.
Seven-foot-long bodyguard.
Okay.
Can I help you?
I'm here to see Mr. Pendragon.
303.
Thank you. Roll through. It was easier than I was hoping.
Well, you're not doing anything threatening.
Yeah, you're going up. 303. He's in there typing on the computer.
Mr. Pendragon, we have a few things to talk about.
Have you talked to Mr. Polite?
No.
Okay. You're going to be one of my permission.
Stop for a second. Fine.
What else would you like to discuss?
Secondly, I was assaulted by a short Asian man. Human, actually. Attempted to break the house. My secretary fought him off.
So two of you fought a little Asian man.
I was currently occupied. It was just her. And apparently she had trouble.
I can send somebody over.
I want to find out what happened then as soon as possible.
Why do you keep messing with me?
I've moved.
I'll text you the address at this point, by the way.
He has no cell phone. We established that at the board meeting.
That's right.
I don't know how to use it.
Because when he calls, he's going to get you.
Fair enough.
Stop stealing monkeys.
So, how are things ordering the city then?
Well, after one night...
Well, yes...
Nothing's really exciting happening.
We should speak on Zazarovitches.
Yes.
They need to be handled. Either permanently, or they need to be reined in.
Well, then maybe when I have my first meeting with the Primogen, you can discuss that with your co-Primogen.
I assume Zazarovitch is on.
Tara is. Despite her attitude...
And the violence.
I can't necessarily attribute what happened to her.
Yes, I can't put one and one together either. But anyway.
One must not assume. And he sounds like he's being extremely vague about how he's describing it.
Fine. I will leave it to you to take care of, and we can talk about it until then. If there's further violence, I will attempt to get the Primogen to work together to assuage it. If this is acceptable.
That works.
Good. Good day, Mr. Pendragon, and nice interview, by the way.
The one in Blackwood Times?
Yes. I skimmed it.
Lots of people skimmed it.
I'll walk out as I'm laughing.
Okay. Where, is she taking a dump? Oh, you want to do the phone calls now?
Okay, we can phone. Do a call. Well,
okay, who do you call first?
Unless you want
to
take over.
I was
over.
Just going to say that I've pretty much everything moved at this point, and I will send a text message to Remy.
Actually, Well, or, you can do that too. Nox would have brought over a moving van.
I figured.
Wait.
Carrier pigeons. I want a carrier pigeon.
What's the name on the side?
Pigeon bird.
Carrier pigeon.
Is it FUBAR moving?
It's not FUBAR moving. It's.
I'm not going to be a dead bird.
It's MYA, Moving Incorporated.
MYA?
Move your ass.
Yeah.
Load it up. It's going in the thing. Who do you call first?
D-A-G-T.
Okay.
Incorporated.
First person on
don't
the call.
Ask, don't moving
on the call list. Actually, no. I'm going to do this differently.
Okay.
First person on the call list. I'm going to call Nos. Or, no, Enzo.
Well, you get... Well, you two can have the conversation, because May
no.
picks up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I have his phone. I am his phone.
She's my phone.
She is her phone. His phone.
No,
I would remember
Enzo's
that.
Enzo's too old. He doesn't understand how technology works.
Okay,
but
so I'm not going
to
call him.
I just don't care to learn.
I'm going to call Lex. Lex is the first one.
Yo.
Hello, Lex.
Yes.
Hadrian?
Yes.
Hi, Lex. This is Mr. Polite.
Hi.
Hi. Acting as the... Help me say this word again.
Seneschal.
Acting as a seneschal for Mr. Pendragon, I would like to have possibly a few meetings at the shiny things and frames.
Okay.
And I just, as you probably already know, you're Master of Elysium and will continue to be.
And Elysium will continue to be exactly where it's at.
Yes.
All right. I'll be seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Lex.
Bye.
Hang up.
Okay, who's
I'm
next?
I'm going to get over my fear of Elysium. Fuck it. I'm over it.
All right.
Jesus. Ring.
Ring! What's up, Holmes?
Jesus, this is Mr. Polite.
Yeah. Odelevato!
I was calling on behalf of Mr. Pendragon and acting as the seneschal. I just wanted to inform... I'd just like to have a meeting with you.
Okay. What for?
I have some things to go over with you. Could you meet me at Shiny Things and Frames here and possibly... I don't know where I'm at. 15, 20 minutes?
That sounds good.
Sure, why not? I'm not doing anything fucking better.
All right.
Why not, eh?
I'll see you there.
No problem, essay.
All right. Goodbye.
Essay? What am I? Term paper?
Nos.
Yes.
Oh, no. Mr.
Musashi Unishi, but you can just say Nos.
No, I'm going to call him by Mr. Musashi Unishi. Unishi.
Say it one more time.
Mr.
Musashi.
Fuck it. Mr. Musashi Unishi.
There you go. Yes.
Hi, this is Mr. Polite. I'm acting on behalf of Mr. Pendragon as the seneschal, and I'm just calling to inform you that Mr. Pendragon would like you to be one of his primogems.
Are you a fucking secretary now?
Yes.
Do you accept?
I suppose I don't have a whole lot of pull not to.
All right. Thank you, sir. Click.
Whoa, he's not going to be happy with you. Okay, go ahead.
Lisa.
It rings until it goes to voicemail.
You've won a seat on the Primogen. Congratulations.
Hang up. Call again.
Goes to voicemail.
Hang up. Call again.
Voicemail.
Hang up. Call again.
Voicemail.
Hang up. Call again.
Voicemail.
This is going to go on for a while.
Hang up. Call Ken.
Hey. Oi. Actually, he doesn't have a very deep Japanese accent.
Oi, oi, oi,
oi. Mr. Ken Takeishi.
Yes.
Hello, this is Mr. Polite calling on behalf of Mr. Pendragon. I'm acting as the seneschal. I was just calling to see if you would accept the role of primogen.
You are the seneschal?
Is that a yes or a no, sir?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Hang up.
Wow. Second in command, running amok over the city.
As I wrote to you, you know what's going on. I hope you know what's going on. Let's see. He said yes. He said yes. He said yes. Okay. Tara.
Who the fuck is this?
You say your last name is
Zarevich.
Tara Zarevich.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Mr. Polite.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the Seneschal. I'm calling to see if you would take a position as the Primogen.
As you can tell, she's holding the phone away from her head. What the fuck is Mr. Polite? What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck are you?
Would you take a seat as one of the Primogen?
I don't even know who you are.
Yes or no?
I'm going to talk to Sebastian. We're going to get this settled.
I'll take that as a yes.
And she clicks it down on you.
I'll call her back.
What?
Click.
No.
What?
This is Mr. Plight. I'll take that as a yes. Thank you. Click.
Well.
I'll call Lisa.
Which one of these women were you were drooling all over, just out of curiosity?
None of them anymore.
None of them.
Well, at one point,
after last night, there was a change in a lot of things.
Fair enough.
Fuck you!
Stop stealing monkeys.
Voicemail.
I don't get that.
It's okay.
I'm going to call Sebastian.
Mr. Polite!
Sir, I was just wondering, do you have an address for Miss Lisa Khan?
Let me look at my address book here. I don't have an address for her.
You're welcome.
Why?
She's not answering her phone and just keeps going to voicemail. I'm wondering if there's a better way to get a hold of her.
Just leave a message. We'll deal with it later.
Okay.
Just
to let you know that I have talked to everybody but Lisa, Enzo, and Jesus, and they've all said yes. Tara Zarkov, the fucking Russian bitch, will be,
That is so awesome.
The Russian bitch.
No, Mr. Polite, while trying to say her last name, gives up and says, the fucking Russian bitch. I'm sorry, sir. Tara will probably be contacting you soon to question you about a few things.
I'm guessing that's her on the other line right now.
All right, sir. I'll leave you to it. Thank you.
Yes.
Hang up.
Okay. Do you call Lisa back?
Yeah.
Voicemail.
Hello, Lisa. My name is Mr. Plight. Could you please contact me as soon as possible? Hang up.
Okay. Where are you driving to? Where are you driving?
Shiny things in France.
Okay.
Shiny things in France.
Yeah.
That could be their commercial.
I'm going to call Jen. Or, no. Enzo. I'm going to call Enzo.
Call Enzo?
May.
Yeah, call Enzo.
I'm going to call Enzo.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Is Enzo there?
No.
Click.
I'm going to call the number back.
Ring. Ring.
Oh, my God. Silence. He's so black and cute.
That's how it works.
Wow. Can I have
this? It goes to voicemail. This person, unfortunately, has not set up their voicemail line yet, though. That's the message you get.
Actually, wouldn't it be a blocked number?
No.
It's all squeaky.
How else would Lisa get a hold of you, then?
Wouldn't it be blocked? I'll call Lisa. No.
Okay. We're going to need you shortly.
Okay.
I think he's so lost.
Jesus is meeting me. I'm driving to Chevy.
Okay. Hey, Morgan.
What's up?
Remy arrives at Stevie's house!
What does Stevie's house look like?
It looks...
You ever seen Animal House?
It looks like a hastily painted frat house.
It looks like a frat house. And but there's no frat letters on it.
Yes.
But there's a couch in the yard.
There is the outline, a dirt outline of a triangle on the outside, though.
The tri-lambs?
Just one triangle.
Okay. Lambda?
Lambda.
Lambda, lambda, ding dong. Lambda, lambda.
Then I'll pay the cabbie, and so maybe I, only give him, half as much as the fare is worth. Yes, I've got,
I want you to roll one.
Can I, do a thing to see if I can charm him?
That's what I'm doing. We're going to do manipulation and striking looks.
Okay.
Hey, play with me.
Play with my blood if I like.
So do I roll...
Hey, DJ, what'd she roll?
How many? So it'd be like
she rolls her striking looks and her manipulation.
What does she have to roll?
So it'd be six.
Dice.
Seven or higher. That's what the success is.
How many dice?
How many
six.
Does she have?
Four
six.
And two.
Okay. One per dot. We learned that last episode.
Oh, man. One success. Oh, but you said sevens are okay. Ah, still no good.
Well, you're kidding me.
Actually, there is.
Oh, I do have a one.
That cancels out a success.
It does cancel out a success.
One cancel out a success is ten.
So, he looks at you without taking off at your it's a $40 thing and there's 20 left.
Oh, I am so
Stevie's
sorry.
Stevie's gonna come bolting out of the house. My love, I'm sorry, you don't have to pay that. And he's just gonna shove a wad of cash in the guy's face. Here! Wham!
And he literally slaps his hands together, puts the thing in gear, and goes.
You barely get your hand out, Stevie.
Too bad for the guy, he didn't count it. It was only $4.
The rest was a monopoly money.
Yes, it was. Stevie ain't no idiot. My love, please, come into my humble abode.
We didn't have to pay for the cab.
Anything for my sweet and lovable darling.
Side note.
Ooh, that's a note next to the side.
How bad is Stevie's taste in music?
He has taste in music like you. So horrible.
Well, if that's what we're going off of, let's go ahead and just pick up some, let's see here.
Dude, no. Let's go, like, really, really bad. Like, really bad. Like, he thinks Bieber is the bomb. Before the Bieber lost his haircut.
No, he still likes the beat even when he got his haircuts.
Let's see, what is this sexy bro music?
Stay tuned for future episodes of Dark Green, the Blackwood Chronicles. Thank you for joining us.
Proposition 8.
Oh, yay. This shit just got real.
Lisa. Con! Con!
Con!
Chuck a con, chuck a con.
Con.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Achievement unlocked.
Oh, fuck my nuts.
Oh, yay.
That would be difficult.
I'll fuck those nuts.
There's a proper ho-yay.
Ho-yay!
You guys are getting too liberal.
Sorry.
With those ho-yays.